A good starting place for mindfulness is anything that you have strong sensations around. So, you know, things that we can taste or see or hear. I am a pretty visual person, so for me, if it's I'm focusing on something that I hear, I often have to close my eyes because I'm going to get distracted by what I'm seeing and not focus on what I'm hearing. So that brings up another point, which is to really decrease the stimulation in the other areas when you're trying to focus on one thing. Shut off your computer, shut off your phone, turn it on silent, spend, you know, 5 minutes sitting, you know, in the grass, feeling the moisture on the bottom of your feet. Pick one thing that you want to focus on, and you just bring your mind back to it over and over again for however long you've decided to try it. So sometimes, I used to run a group for teenagers. I would hand them a piece of candy. You know, teenagers have different candy choices. So sometimes it would be a Hershey Kiss, or I would give them a Sour Patch Kid, or I would just put a bag on the table and let them choose. And I would say, okay, we're not going to talk. I don't want you guys trying to think about what's going on outside the room. You might hear something and it might pull your attention, and that's okay. When you become aware of it, just bring it back. And we would just spend a minute, and I would set a timer. We would just spend a minute trying to taste that candy in our mouth and all the sensations that went along with it.